It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm Deborah Amos. Senator Barack Obama is setting out on an overseas tour this weekend. We'll talk more about what's on his agenda in a minute. But first, we'll take a closer look at how the issue of terrorism is playing out in this presidential campaign. Senators John McCain and Barack Obama have had sharp exchanges over that very issue. NPR's Tom Gelton explores where McCain and Obama disagree on counterterrorism policy and where they don't.
How to fight terrorism is a question on which John McCain consistently polls better than Barack Obama. So it's in McCain's interest to highlight the differences he has with Obama, such as they are. Michael Sheehan, who has served in senior counterterrorism posts in both Republican and Democratic administrations, has been looking for major disagreements in this area, but he isn't finding many.
There haven't been a whole lot of them. And most of these issues are issues of professional agencies doing the job that they're required to do. Most of the politics are purely designed to score points from one side or the other.
To the extent there is a debate, one question is whether fighting terrorism is a law enforcement challenge, find, arrest, and prosecute the bad guys, or a military mission to hunt down and kill them. Another is whether the United States should pursue terrorists on its own or work with other governments. John McCain has challenged Obama on both fronts, not always consistently. Obama once said he might order a military strike inside Pakistan against al-Qaeda without the consent of the Pakistani government. In a February speech, McCain reminded voters of Obama's statement and posed a question. Do we want a president with national security experience and good judgment?
Or we will risk the confused leadership of an inexperienced candidate who once suggested bombing our ally, Pakistan.
In that case, McCain seemed to be suggesting Obama was inclined to take reckless military action. But last month, McCain and his spokesman went after Obama for not being ready to use military force against al-Qaeda. Obama had just told an interviewer the United States was able to arrest the terrorists who attacked the World Trade Center in 1993. If the Bush administration had done the exact same thing in going after terrorists, Obama said, it would have upheld the rule of law. To McCain and his advisers, this sounded like the old law enforcement approach. The next day, his campaign organized a telephone conference call to denounce Obama's statement. Former CIA Director James Woolsey, a McCain adviser, said Obama's approach was precisely what failed in the 1990s.
I was Director of Central Intelligence for the first 2 years of the first Clinton administration, and of course just a few months into that we had the first World Trade Center bombing, and the administration proceeded with almost complete law enforcement focus. It did not work.
Michael Sheehan, who did counterterrorism for both the State Department and the New York Police Department, finds the dispute a little silly. Fighting terrorism successfully, Sheehan argues, requires both military and law enforcement methods with good intelligence. And he says McCain and Obama both recognize that point.
Both campaigns have talked about using both instruments, and the argument of whether it's a military or just a law enforcement, in my view, are political talking points.
Barack Obama, meanwhile, has been using the terrorism issue to challenge McCain on Iraq. He argues that maintaining the war effort, as McCain wants to do, diverts resources from counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Obama has not recently threatened to take unilateral action against al-Qaeda. In a speech last week, he emphasized cooperative approaches.
Terrorism, unfortunately, has gone transnational and can strike anywhere because they are able to harness technology just like businesses do. And so what that means is that we've got to spend time thinking about building alliances and restoring relationships with countries all around the world in order to deal with our national security.
John McCain would not disagree. Counterterrorism expert Michael Sheehan, who describes himself as fiercely independent, thinks the campaign could actually draw the candidates together, embracing practical approaches to fighting terrorism.
There's a great opportunity with a new administration next January to rebuild a consensus around some of these issues, and people can get away from these hot-button issues and political point scoring and get down to consensus on what makes sense.
One other factor could lower the heat in this debate. Terrorism worries are actually on the decline. Another attack could change that, but a CNN poll released this month showed that voters' concerns about terrorism are the lowest they've been since 9/11. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
You can compare where John McCain and Barack Obama stand on other issues at npr.org under elections.